Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I went to the supermarket today and I purchased a half gallon of tea. I put it in my refrigerator, hoping it would be cold enough to drink as I sat on my patio later this afternoon. The temperature is supposed to reach 100 degrees today. It's South Texas and you either get used to the heat or you're going to hate it. It will stay right through October. There's not much anyone can do about it. Afternoon came and I went to the refrigerator. I put my hand on the half gallon of tea. I was smiling. The tea felt cold. I was excited. Already images raced through my mind of me sitting on the patio, reading a book, and sipping cold tea. I took the half gallon out of the refrigerator and stood and stared at it. I issued a couple of expletives. Fortunately, I was the only one that could hear them. They were appropriate for the occasion. When I took the tea off the shelf at the supermarket, I wasn't paying close attention. I accidentally picked up the half gallon of tea that was made with sugar. I did not buy what I wanted, which was sugar-free tea. I took the tea back to the supermarket and was able to exchange it. I made my way to the tea aisle, this time making sure I was reading the labels. I went to the self-checkout, tea in hand, and purchased my tea. Now I will wait for tomorrow as my tea chills in my fridge. Life's not like a supermarket. We can't take back a bad experience and get it exchanged for a better experience. We who grieve understand that all too well. We are left with something we didn't want, something we are unable to return, and something we can't throw out. It remains with us in our home, in our travels, and in every place we visit. It's with us 24/7, 365 days a year. There is no escaping. It's as if we wake up and discover ourselves in a strange, new world. Not a world of our making, not a world we inherited, a world thrust upon us where there is no escape. We wake up in this world and we begin our journey through it. Theodore Rothke wrote a wonderful poem titled The Waking. In his poem, he tells us how he makes it through life. He says in the first line, I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. There is much wisdom in taking things slow, but continuing to move, always moving. Here is his entire poem. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I feel my fate and what I cannot fear. I learn by going where I have to go. We think by feeling, what is there to know? I hear my being dance from ear to ear. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Of those so close behind me, which are you? God bless the ground, I shall walk softly there and learn by going where I have to go. Light takes the trees, but who can tell us how? The lonely worm climbs up a winding stair. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Great nature has another thing to do to you and me, so take the lively air and lovely learn by going where to go. This shaking keeps me steady, I should know. What falls away is always and is near. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go. I love the last line. I learn by going where I have to go. That's what you and I have to do. We have to learn by going where we have to go. If we face it head on, we will learn what we have to learn so that we can move on and enjoy our life. Each slow step through unpeels another layer of the onion. We've learned that, as the poet says, if we take our waking slow, we will find our way through. We will learn by going where we have to go. There is a sense of optimism in that poem. Deep within it is the belief that if I move and continue to move forward, I will find my way through whatever the challenges or the struggles I am facing. As much as we may want to rest and not get out of bed or just sit on the sofa, we have to move. And the movement has to be toward life and not away from it. We've got to keep moving forward. There is no halfway point, no rest stops on the way. We take our walking slow. We learn by going where we have to go. Poet Jane Hirschfield's poem Optimism speaks to the resilience of all living things found in nature. It's inherent in living things. That means it's inherent in you and me. We may have to dig down deep to find it some days, but it's there. Life is measuring the strength of our character. Life is testing us. It is asking us, do you have the courage to continue? Are you worthy of this challenge? How we answer those questions makes all the difference in our lives. Here is Jane Hirschfield's poem. More and more I have come to admire resilience, not the simple resistance of a pillow whose foam returns over and over to the same shape, but the sinuous tenacity of a tree, finding the light, newly blocked on one side, it turns in another. A blind intelligence, true, but out of such persistence arose turtles, rivers, mitochondria, all this resinous, untractable earth. We are resilient. We are strong. Together we are stronger than any challenge we can face. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.